Some of those who say they were victims of childhood sexual abuse in Indian boarding schools claim the added statute of limitations robbed them of their day in court. Proponents of throwing out the 2010 changes include Republican Representative Steve Hickey. He says 5 years ago, lawmakers passed new limitations on church sex abuse lawsuits based on biased testimony.
The lawyer who brought this was one who at that time and in 2012 was presently litigating cases defending pedophile priests.
Hickey says lawmakers need to restore justice.
It should shock us that someone was able to come up here who's personally litigating, change the law to affect the outcome, and that's exactly what happens.
But opponents argue that not all church abuse lawsuits were thrown out solely on the changes made by the state legislature. They also counter that entities like a church should not be held liable for actions of clergy members that occurred decades ago in a different era. Brett Kanoki is a lobbyist for the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. He spoke against an amendment to the bill.
The intended consequences of this is to increase the exposure of entities to sexual abuse lawsuits or any childhood abuse lawsuits, and so we would be opposed.
The House Judiciary Committee narrowly turned down the proposed changes by a vote of 7-6. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.